While many businesses are losing money in the state, so are some Wyoming agencies. One that's getting the hardest hit is the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler explains.
This is the time of year when lots of drivers are typically on Wyoming highways. But like in so many other ways, this spring has been far from usual.
What we're starting to see is a dramatic drop-off of miles traveled on the state.
That's Wyoming Department of Transportation Director Luke Reiner. He says across the state, automobile traffic is down about 25%, and truck traffic is down about 10%. And while that may be a good sign of people staying home, social distancing, and following state and local restrictions, it doesn't necessarily bode well for YDOT.
All of that affects our source of revenue, which is fuel tax. Fuel taxes is what primarily funds YDOT. We get zero general fund dollars, so we watch that very close.
YDOT does get some funding from mineral royalties, but it still mostly has to rely on money spent on fuel. And with this sudden drop-off, it could have major effects on the department's budget.
If the trend continues in the way it is, we could probably be in the $15 million-ish range between now and the end of September.
That's $15 million less because of the decline in fuel tax revenue, which would mean that YDOT may have to make some hard decisions about which projects may be delayed, or worse. YDOT is already an underfunded department. Reiner says before all this started, it's about $135 million short on just maintaining the state's highways. However, he says the 61 active construction projects and others slated for this year are safe for now.
One of the interesting things about Wyoming is that most of our projects on the highway are actually federally funded. And so in terms of the specific projects that we have going this year, don't anticipate any issues to those unless it's caused by a lack of material or crews getting really sick with COVID that could hurt our construction season.
But there's been one good piece of news from the federal government. Wyoming airports received close to $50 million in CARES Act funding through the U.S. Department of Transportation. Brian Olson is the Aeronautics Administrator for YDOT.
There is a rather complicated formula that was developed by the FAA to split out that money, and it looked at a variety of factors.
He says those factors include emplanements, the amount of debt an airport has, and unrestricted cash reserve levels. The amounts the Federal Aviation Administration is distributing range from $18 and $16 million at the Cody and Jackson Hole airports, respectively, to $20,000 or $30,000 at some of the smaller airports in the state.
They can use it for a variety of things such as payroll, operating expenses, maintenance expenses. It's really to help them hang on as we get through this unprecedented time and come out the other side and remain viable and strong.
Yellowstone Regional Airport Director Bob Hooper says the airport's board will decide what they do with the money, but they'll likely be using it for day-to-day expenses at the airport in Cody and some capital improvement projects.
Possibly putting in some navigational aids to help the airlines with landing operations during inclement weather, and also taking a look at the facilities in our current airport terminal building for improvements and expansion.
Hooper says while the amount of funding they received was a good surprise, they are anticipating major losses in travel this summer. And that feeling is mutual in other communities. Sheridan County Administrative Director Renee Obermuller says they were hoping its new service provider, SkyWest, would have a big impact.
We were above our totals in employments for January and February and even March compared back to dates as far back as we could go. So we were very encouraged about the new service, and then the COVID situation hit.
Obermuller says in April they had about a 95% drop. Though she says things are starting to pick back up this month, they've reduced the number of flights a week during May to save some money. YDOT Director Luke Reiner says his department will be looking at options for saving money, but it's also looking into requesting some of the federal CARES Act funding. But for now, he says he's proud of the way the department has responded during the pandemic, like continuing its construction projects, something not all states have done.
construction season is short. We thought that construction is really important to the economic vitality of the state, and we thought we could implement the correct protective measures for both YDOT employees and our contractors.
He says that drop in traffic has a silver lining after all. Crews have quicker turnaround times on construction projects, and the department is saving money on traffic control. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler.